This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer, joins us again this morning. And today, eat, drink, write. Hey, Jen.
Yes. Hi, Katrina. You sound a little bit sick today.
I'm not too well, Jen.
Oh, poor thing. Eat, drink, write is a food blog written by Bianca Alosi, who lives in Sydney. And Bianca shares everything she's learning about food, cooking, and the best way to eat, and aims to tantalise our taste buds as she writes about her food journey and all her visits to restaurants.
So when did Bianca start her blog and why?
Well, she actually started blogging about 3 years ago, but just about life in general.
Okay.
And then apparently one gorgeous sunny day in January 2010, she suddenly had a burst of inspiration to start writing about her passion for food. So Eat, Drink, Write was born. And her first post was called Consuming Passion, and it basically sums up her intense love for all things food related. And she says she had to create this outlet because she was driving everyone around her crazy with her constant food talk.
I know a few people like that.
Oh, I know. I'm a bit like that myself. And Bianca's always loved writing, so to study journalism at uni. And she works in public relations for a range of food and travel clients at the moment and is currently working with a cookbook publisher.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's something she absolutely loves. And she's actually found blogging to be a great way to hone her writing and editing skills.
Yeah, it is. So what else do we know about Bianca?
Well, she's actually a great friend of mine outside of blogland, Katrina.
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yes.
Right.
She is. She's the youth pastor at our church, and her mum and dad are our senior pastors. So our families have known each other for over 10 years, and it's just been wonderful watching Bianca grow into such a wonderful Christian woman.
So she's a little bit younger than you, is she, Jen?
Yeah, she is. She's in her early 20s, and she, not too much younger, Katrina. And she attended Bible college for a year after finishing school.
Jen, come on, she's closer in age to your children than you.
She is, actually. My daughter loves her. She's a great role model for my daughter, actually. But she did go to Bible college for a year.
Okay.
And did her journalism qualification. So she's also travelled overseas quite a lot with work and her family, and she's also done missions trips. So she's had a very interesting young life already. And she still loves Sydney to bits, though. She says it's the greatest city in the world because we've got, you know, great shopping, beautiful beaches, and just the thriving food culture she loves. And she says she didn't always appreciate growing up in Western Sydney, but she really sees the benefits of the amazing culture and the variety of good food places to visit around the West now.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so she loves shoes and fashion, so that's why, you know, my daughter just looks up to her. She's gorgeous. She has a lovely boyfriend who's one of her biggest blog fans, and apparently he reads every post and gives her feedback before she publishes it. So she's got, you know, her own personal blog editor. Mm-hmm. And she says a lot of her friends follow her blog too. And she secretly thinks they're glad she has a blog so that she doesn't talk their ears off about food.
They can just visit it when they want to.
That's right. And she gets a lot of people commenting that they appreciate her blog as a guide for great restaurant recommendations. And I actually do that. And I look, you know, at her recommendations and say to my husband, oh, if Bianca thinks it's good, it must be good.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a good blog for, you know, restaurant picks.
Yeah, so tell us about some of your favourite posts on Bianca's blog.
Well, Consuming Passion was something I mentioned earlier, and this post is great because her passions are really evident in it. She talks about her food passion, but she also talks about her family and cultural background, which she's really proud of. Her mum is Lebanese and her dad is Italian, which are two cultures that place a lot of importance on good food, so it's easy to understand where her food passion comes from. And in this post she writes, Italians are a spirited bunch. Arguments are normally about who cooks better than whom and why the penne was late to the table. And then she writes that the Lebanese live by the following quote, tomatoes and oregano make it Italian, wine and tarragon make it French. Sour cream makes it Russian. Lemon and cinnamon make it Greek. Soy sauce makes it Chinese. And garlic makes it good.
Right.
My background is Lebanese, so I can vouch for that because we love our garlic.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And then another post is my American adventures, which I love for a pretty selfish reason. I actually got a mention in it. Before Bianca left on a recent holiday to America, I made her promise to visit Magnolia Bakery in New York. And as you know, that's my dream holiday destination.
Yes.
And I asked her to take a photo of her eating a red velvet cupcake for me. And she did. And this is what she said under the photo of the cupcake in her post. The cupcake was delicious. It had layers of light, creamy icing and fluffy red moist sponge. I'd like to take this moment to thank Jen from Life's Like a Cupcake. She is obviously a cupcake lover and an amazing cupcake creator, and I wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for her. I could literally hear her voice in my mind saying, "Never mind the cold, red velvet cupcakes are inside." So it was really sweet of her to do that because she actually lined up in the freezing snow, apparently, just for me.
Oh, don't you feel special now?
I do.
So where can we find Bianca's blog?
It's at eatdrinkandwrite.blogspot.com, and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Well, thank you very much, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.